Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Why are radiators double-sided when one side pretty much always goes against the wall? Could they be more asymmetrical and push more heat into the room? Cheers.
Good question, James. And to answer it, we have turned to the expertise of the University of York's Dr. John Bissell.
I think there are two sides to this. One is making sure that radiator works well to heat the room, and the other is the manufacturing element, which is making sure that the radiator is cheap to fabricate. Radiators is a bit of a strange name because I think the perception is that they transfer most of their energy through radiating. Most of the energy transfer from a radiator actually comes from convection. So by that, I mean the radiator heats up the air that's next to it, then that air circulates around the room. So it rises up to the ceiling and then circulates back around the other side of the room. In that sense, the most important thing that your radiator is doing is heating the surrounding air. So what you want is a radiator design that essentially maximizes the surface area, the contact area between the hot parts of the radiator and the air. So really, as long as your radiator is heating the air locally, it doesn't really matter how it's designed. It's important that the air can get around the radiator.
I suppose I was concerned if there was a radiator pumping heat out of the back towards the wall, it would be cooking my wallpaper, but I feel like it's being sucked towards the colder parts of the room far more quickly before it could do any real damage.
That's right. And it's not ever that hot either, right? I think water in central heating systems is what, about 60 degrees, something like that. I think the other reason that you see a sort of symmetrical design is that, well, one, if you've got a good surface area contact, you may as well use it on the front as the back. And the other is that if you've got a machine stamp that's stamping your radiator panels out of a flat piece of sheet metal, then you may as well use the same template for doing the front and the back. That makes it much cheaper to produce.
Who knew that physics and interior decoration had so much to discuss? Thank you to James for the question and to John Bissell for the answer. Next week, we're answering this question sent in from listener Dana, who asks, the Romans were great engineers, but how could they have gone about multiplying Roman numerals? A great question. And if you think you know the answer or have a question of your own, you can send it in as a voice note to chris@thenakedscientists.com or check out our forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.